The Occasional Dose of Fat, show number 103 for Friday, May 20th, 2016.
The Occasional Dose of Fat can give you all that kind of joy right there. Make a joyful noise until the gnome. I want to put your hands together and welcome Tim to the stage. Big rounds of applause for Fatbike.com's very own Mr. Sven and Gomez. Yes, Sven and Gomez!
I love those guys.
Well, good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, kudos to Dave for claiming that new show name as his creation. He likes to get credit for the creative mind juice flowing he has.
Creative director for tonight's show is Mr. Dave Lums of DaveLums.com. Hey, welcome to the Gnome Forum, where we talk about how gnomes have... Oh, wait, this is the weekly, occasional, imaginary dose of fat. Please say hello to last of the great American Playboys, J.K. Lemon.
The Occasional Dose of Fat is brought to you by the Surly Long Haul Trucker.
Learn more about bikes and freedom at surlybikes.com.
Hey, JK, what's on this week's show? Blah,
blah, blah. Well, ladies, we welcome Ruth Massel. Girls, you gotta be all flummoxed. We welcome Bruce. Lord. We welcome Bruce Matheson, the famous Coast Kid, back to the program this evening. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you by Quiring Cycles. The Quiring Triple B is the fattest ride on two wheels, featuring the new generation of 5.05-inch tires. Visit QuiringCycles.net to see the next level of bicycle exploration. We'll take calls from our listener. Our third caller will receive a new Surly Rally Sports package.
Vroom, vroom.
Plus, every caller gets a sample. It's a sample.
His lordship's brain is so small, the slightest thing will dislodge it.
Plus, every caller will get a sample tin of Uncle Dick's speed slip. And in this evening's special segment, we profile one of our new breed of bike black ribbon test pilot, Mr. Dustin Thorwobble.
Luxury yacht.
Luxury yacht.
Or Carlson. We didn't... No, we did. We got to the top of the hill.
Top of the hill, boys. Need one?
Oh, sure. Peeber, if you got one.
Peeber. I'll take some wet. If there's something in there.
There's agua. There's some seltzer water.
Oh, seltzer. Those seltzers are bad McAss.
New York seltzer water.
Yeah, Time Machine seltzers. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Like, oh my God, they have them in the store. I can get them now.
Yeah, yeah. Those were free with an 18-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Or maybe it was a 30-pack. To like Saturday Night Live or something.
Right on.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink.
Four beers.
Oh, that's super delicious.
And why don't we take a break right here? And when we come back, we're going to talk to Bruce, the Coast Kid.
Bruce.
Jumbo USA builds innovative, technically superior bicycles that are race-ready, ride-driven, and tested to withstand the harshest conditions and tackle the toughest and roughest terrain. Learn more about Jumbo's American-made Ursa Major at ChumbaUSA.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, we're back, and we have Bruce Matheson, the Coast Kid, here on the telephone line. Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Welcome to the show.
Evening, guys. How you doing? Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, it's always good to hear somebody from across the pond there.
Absolutely. After seeing all those pictures of you guys having fun, we thought we had to call you.
Right. You know what I noticed about their beaches over there? They still have beaches.
Yeah, we bit coastline.
Yeah, we don't have much coastline anymore. Our lake is up 4 feet from a couple of years ago, so Coastline has dwindled.
Okay. I found a spot, though.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we may have a spot then. No submarines, though.
Yes, they're kind of the highlight of the Saturday ride. But we had a great fourth fat this year. It was quite good. We've had a pretty crap winter. We've had a lot of rain, a lot of cloudy weather, no snow, hardly any frost. So we've had quite a dry sort of last few weeks, and then we had a week of rain before fourth fat, and I was thinking, oh man, the weather's turning crap again. And then the weekend, it was really cold when east wind straight off the North Sea, but the skies cleared, got the huge big skies again, and really showed off the coast at its best. And I think everyone had a good time. Yeah. John and Alex the Surly, have you met they too? John Fleck?
Oh, yeah.
And Alex, Croatian Bear, they came over, and I think they've took away a few memories they'll keep for a few years, I think, from a good weekend.
There's a rumor that I am actually Croatian myself, a Croatian-American.
Okay.
Did you start the rumor?
I think it was my parents.
We were told not to feed them after midnight by Charlie Whitemonger, so, because he turns in a bit of a wild animal, but he seemed to behave himself. So.
Yeah, we love running into him at Interbike. He's usually here with the surly guys.
I've seen Charlie actually transform before our eyes into a wild monster and then back.
Yeah, he's some machine, Charlie. Oh, he was supposed to come up this year, but he's got his gravel ride, so he was out wrecking that. And he did moan that it was too far a journey from down in the south coast, but we did get a guy from Dorset who came up, Ken. So it's not impossible to do.
I always like it when you guys are like, oh, we have to do this huge long drive home. And it's like, what, 3 or 4 hours? And we're like, what, 3 or 4 hours? I don't know. I'm in the middle of Iowa, which is, you know, basically somewhere where
6 hours you can drive from where we are in the southeast corner to the northwest corner of Scotland. But you've got to remember, it's not big straight roads. It's all crazy windy roads. So it's maybe only 300 odd miles, but the time you do it, you're kind of knackered because it's just single track roads a lot of the time. And it's a small wee country, but it packs a lot in, definitely.
Yeah.
So our test pilot, Jeff Price, he went to Fourth Fat and he did a video and sounded like he had a great
time. Jeff came up on the Thursday night. So it was good to see Jeff again, and he brought up his pal John. He's done a video as well, but they got pretty blurred in the pub, I think, on the Thursday night later on, and it looked a bit rough on the Friday morning when I arrived at the campsite. So quite a bit of drinking this year, but not in the sort of basically the cold weather meant we weren't really going to be standing around outside tents up at the campsite, so we kind of headed to the pub earlier. Certainly, they had a bar tab this year, like in the past with Tyler and Eric. The first year, we all went a bit crazy, I think. that was when we kind of introduced Eric to Scottish whiskies.
Sounds like
coast.
Well, you know, part of the prerequisite of becoming a test pilot for us is that, you know, you can hold your own at the pub.
Jeff can do that. I can say that, yeah.
good, Jeff.
There's the Bike Black Ribbon test pilot report right there. He just passed. He might have just got like another feather in his wings or something, whatever that might be.
So, you've been doing your blog a lot again, always lately, and I noticed that you recently refitted what your old pug with an Alfina 8-speed internally geared hub. How does that thing fare on the coast, you know?
It's good. I mean, I had one originally, when I got the Pugsley built, 9 years ago now, nearly, it had gears, and then I put an Alfine on it, and it worked perfect until I did a few saltwater versions, you could say, drowned it a few times. But what was amazing was it stopped freewheeling, so it became an 8-speed fixie, which is quite interesting. So it still got me home, you know.
Nice. Didn't fail.
No,
just failed.
No, I never failed, and they're £150 to buy in the UK. So compared to buying a Rohloff, obviously it's a lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
And I was actually talking to the Surly guys because we were threatening them to not drop the Pugsley and they've promised it's not going to get dropped. It's going to get a revamp.
Right.
And they were quite surprised at how many Pugsleys have actually been sold just in the last few months in the UK, where we had the price drop a bit later than the Americans had them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing the Pugsleys for about £900, £1,000. So there was a lot of them sold, a lot of ops as well sold. And I think it's the one thing that the Pugs have still got going for it is you can put a 135 rear hub in it, so you can alfine it if you want to.
Sure.
Yeah. So did you rebuild it once it kind of died yourself and get it running again?
I couldn't get the bits for it to replace it, so I gave it to a friend who took it to bits and kind of gave up with it, so I just scrapped it and went back to gears. But we're having two Pugsleys. I've got my original one, and then I just bought a new Pugsley frame last year. And I didn't see the point of having two bikes the same, so I might as well have one with gears and one with Alpine hub. And it's got Nates on it, and it's really going to be like my winter bike, my sort of mud plugger, what I call my dirty bike, which just come home and go straight in the shed.
Yeah.
Because the good bikes are kept in the house as they should be. So obviously you want to clean them every time you use them and bring them in the house and all that. So I'm kind of moved to having new bikes and old bikes now. So that's kind of where I went.
Very good.
I've got the Wednesday now as well. And that's proven to be a really good bike.
You're like a talking advertisement for Surly Bikes over there.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit of a Surly hoarder, I have to admit. I'm up to six bikes now.
The tattoo. The tattoo is what you need. That's what we'll know. So,
yeah.
So Bruce, you are world famous for putting up beautiful pictures of Scottish beach riding and trail riding. And we're kind of, we're infamous for taking other people's pictures from around the world and putting them up on the internets for people to look at. And I hope that you look at some of our pictures or the internets. So my question is to you, sir, is any place other than your backyard that your fairy fat mother comes to you and says, Bruce, here's a first-class plane ticket and shipping cost for the bike of your choice to anywhere in the world. Where would you go to?
Wow. Funny enough, not as much for the coast, but, well, a bit of both would be Baja California, I think.
Oh yeah. That'd be on the bucket list.
Yeah. I mean, I've read quite a few things in Baja from the motorbike stuff way back when I was younger. To Vic Mangero, where he did his Baja stuff on his old Vic Approved blog.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it on a Pugsley, actually. I'll find Pugsley. And I just thought that looks... I kind of like this sort of Wild West sort of Baja towns with the fireworks. You see all that going on. And I'd love to see the Baja race as well,
mm-hmm.
going through the desert race.
Mm, cool.
The pro trucks and stuff. So maybe combine a bike tour with watching some of the Baja racing. I think would be pretty cool to do.
Get him a ride in Andy's Toyota.
Super truck, yeah. One of our test pilots ran a truck program for a company there for like 7 years. So we have friends who have done the race and been all around it. And one of our original test pilots, Kale, he did quite a nice tour down there. I wanted a viewpoint of someone who doesn't live in the U.S., and I had hoped that you would venture into the new world with your choice. So that's kind of cool. I think the pictures I see of Mongolia, there's a guy on Instagram, Wild Out Riding, that posted that. That would be nice.
Yeah, I'll read that. Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, how about here's another question is for my own personal. It's like, what's your favorite beach tire right now? And have you ridden 5-inch Nards?
I've not had 5-inch Nards yet, but now I've got the Wednesday. Sadly, I had to sell the Moonlander last year to my work colleague to keep my car on the road. But I've got a kind of first buy back, so I'm planning to try and get that back. So I could try 5-inch Nards on my Wednesday, but I've got Jumbo Jims on it just now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folk in the UK seem to mump about Jumbo Jims on the front end for mud, but I can't really knock them, and I find they roll like hell, so I do like them. Definitely way better than the Big Fat Larrys. Definitely.
Well, that's good to know. I just put those on my beach bike like 2 days ago and haven't really got it out yet, but I noticed it's quite a bit wider than the big fat Larry at the knob because it barely fits in my frame. It's like I have like a millimeter on either side.
Yeah, they're quite big. Yep. I mean, Pat from Iceland, when he's seen that I was putting 4.8 Jumbo Jims on the Wednesday, he thought, you'll never fit them in. It's for 4.6. But, or it can take 4.6. But I can't actually find any tires that are 4.6. They all seem to be 4.8. So I've got it on the Wednesday. I've had to take a cog out the back 11 speed, like what you used to do with the 10s. And I've added a spacer on the front with a SRAM X5 crank. It's working, just, but probably too close for mud. But for the beach, it'll be fine.
Very good. That's where mine's going, to the beach.
Jumbo Jims definitely, I think, are a good tire, yeah.
Oh, nice. I'm running Barbagazis now, right now. The Bontrager 5-inch tire. And they seem to work. They work fine. I just wonder if there isn't too much knob to them. And we've heard from our friend Chris Zito that those 5-inch Nards are just the best beach tire. So I want to give those a try. So
I might have to try a set of them sometime then.
Yeah, I just talked to our friends at Surly about maybe doing some sort of trip across the top of Lake Michigan this summer, bike packing on the beach. So maybe we'll try and entice you to come over here, and we'll teach you about I don't know, New World vodka.
Sounds good.
We'll teach you about fruity vodka drinks. But one other one. Do you have any other questions for Mr. Bruce?
Well, this would be for my personal knowledge too. What's your favorite lube for using on the coast there? That when you're getting wet all the time, what do you like to put on the chain?
Well,
on the chain.
We kind of found that best lube for bikes. Okay, right. Squirt dry lube usually. Do you get squirt lube in the US? You will, won't you?
Yeah, we do. Yep.
I do.
I find it dries on pretty quick. So sometimes if you're using a lot, like if you're doing a lot of rock pools and stuff where you're getting it washed clean, you stop just for 10 minutes, quickly re-lube the chain, and it will dry on quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We get that from a company called Into Dust, which is run by Carl Hutchins. I don't know if you know Carl's name. He's an ex-Idita bike rider who did a slideshow this year for Steampunk on Steampunk Cafe on the Friday evening. He did the Idita bike, I think it was 2003, 4, and 5. And he did the full 1,000 miles. That was a good... I wanted to actually just mention that his slideshow was a real eye-opener to like folk in this country, how far 1,000 miles in winter conditions is.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing.
And he was doing it way back with his wildfire bike before even the Pugsleys had been conceived. But he sells the squirt lube, so he brings usually a big bag of freebie stuff up to Fourth Fat, and most folk want to start using it. You've really got to get the chain really well degreased, though, and then it seems to get a right hold on the chain, and then I think if you try and do it when there's still a grease in the chain, the stuff doesn't really hold on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that as well.
Yeah, so I usually put my chains in paraffin and scrub them with that, and then I put them back on the bike. Then I run, like, I've got like a sort of caustic soda-based truck wash. It's like a power washer soap.
Mm-hmm.
I put that in my chain cleaner. I run that through the chain, and it gets a lot of the stuff off.
A full degrease.
Curl it dry and then re-lube it. And I never, ever really ever use a chain cleaner again on my bikes. I just rinse the whole bike off and then just re-dry lube it once it's dried off with a towel. I've actually got it's half written. I've got an article on prepping a bike for beach riding that I'll need to get sent to you once I get finished.
Yeah, that would be great because the one you did it in the past was definitely a lot of good knowledge for sure.
Yeah, it's just a sort of Mark II improvement on what I've learned from the first one I did. And I did it when I built the Wednesday. The whole bike's copper greased, the marine greased, every bearing's opened up, etc. And it's just hopefully something that might save some folk a bit of money, which has cost me a few quid in the past, I think, season and stuff, you know.
Sure,
we that would proved be... that bikes. Everybody said bikes had rotten half on the beaches and all that, and the old Pugsley's got like 12,000 miles in it, and it's 9 years old, and the frames. I don't know how thin the metal is inside, but it's still going.
Probably go for multiple generations.
Yeah, it's chromoly. I mean, I think it'll be all right.
Very good.
Well, fantastic. Yeah, we look forward to hearing that because we know what we do, but we have beach light because really fresh water and sand is nothing compared to the corrosive power of the sea.
Right, for you sure. Know,
that's salt and all the other minerals just wreak havoc on metal. So
yeah, you know, in the winter here on our roads around the city, they definitely salt the heck out of it. So we get a little bit of that in the winter, but not on our beaches. Maybe that actually helps by washing it off when you go on the lake.
Could be.
Yeah.
I have a West Coast friend, Ward Whitmire, that rides on the beach.
Ward, yeah.
Right? You know Ward. And he swears by post-ride WD-40, which is a cleaning, not necessarily lubricating spray petroleum product.
Petroleum product.
That's pretty popular here for just general house.
We get it here because WD stands for water displacement on it, doesn't it?
Oh, well, I never knew that. Dropping the knowledge on us. Okay. Well, then that kind of makes sense that's what he sprays on there. And then he wipes that clean and then he goes back to a wet lube. I forget what one that he uses, but that's one of the reasons why it's such, we live in such a great time where we can share knowledge and talk to the experts and talk to the people who are doing the things and get that information out over this fabulous internet thingy we do.
Thing.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's good that you can pull information now that, well, it saves you money in the long term, doesn't it? Because you're not wearing out your bikes as much and stuff. It's good.
Right. And your bikes work better. I mean, I know I've been caught out where I'm just getting chain sucked because of my own poor bike maintenance and lack of lubage, etc. So
you'll learn yourself something there.
Something. What WD-40 water displacement?
Damn. There you go. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm glad we got smarter talking to Bruce.
No doubt. Well, thanks for returning to the show and being such a good guest, Bruce.
Yeah, hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, good to hear from you, definitely.
Maybe we'll catch up with you again before the winter season starts.
Yeah, I'll give you a phone. I'll maybe actually do a dual phone with Jeff because he's going to be coming back up here around the harvest time again when the combines and stuff are out. So
two for the price of one.
I need to get down to Wales actually and ride all these slate quarries with him because he keeps inviting me down. And
you should go.
Yeah, I need to stop buying bike parts every month when I get paid and put the petrol in the car instead and go down.
Well, all right. Thanks for being on the show, Bruce.
Thank you.
Okay, take care, guys. Have a good summer.
Yep, talk to you again.
See ya.
Okay, cheers. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
All right.
Bruce Matheson.
That was Bruce gentlemen. On the phone from Scotland.
From Scotland. And a guy that... You know, that we look to for advice for what's good on the fat bike side. For sure, that guy just kills it.
Right on.
Rides a lot.
Well, let's take a quick break here before we get into the Fatty Farm Field Report there.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also, so you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycle.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're slipping and sliding into the Fatty Farm Field Report. This week, the Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by Quiring Cycles. The Quiring Triple B is the fattest ride on two wheels, featuring the new generation of 5.05-inch tires. Visit QuiringCycles.net to see the next level of bicycle exploration.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. Simultaneously wah-wah pedaled. So, what's going on in the Fatty Farm Field?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I pulled this thing out of Bicycle Retailer because it was kind of interesting about who wins in these vendors' consumer sales events, but I'm not really sure we should get into it all. It's like, basically, is it worth the dealer's time for these guys to come through and do their sales, big events that the manufacturers put on? Mm-hmm. Is it worth it for the dealer? It's kind of from that perspective. And in some cases, maybe not. I think it's good for the brands because they get a lot more exposure. But is it good for the dealer? Not curious.
Hey, bike shop friends out there, give us a call, 818-918-2453, and chat us up, man. So, hey, Olaf is back. Where'd Olaf go?
He was riding around in the winter in Swedish Lapland. That's a lengthy post on his like whole 2016 winter riding scenario scene.
So e-fat bikes and e-mountain bikes are a thing. Freaking the big, the organized, the syndicate of shifting, that American shifting company, SRAM, came out with a whole new grupo.
I got a crank and everything.
Specifically made for e-mountain bikes. And hey, we got some links here. E-Fat cargo bike, which looks super funky. And then we got this Tron bike, which basically,
cool.
I just want to hang on my wall.
Or maybe. It looks a little more like a motorcycle.
I'll drive around in my Porsche.
The light cycles from Tron.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
And there was a company from Italy that contacted us, already had a bike that could run the 505 tires with a throttle twisting E motor on it.
Throttle twisting.
They wouldn't send us one. I was like, yes, send me one of those. It's a little too expensive to send it from Italy. Plus, we don't really have one right now because we're making them as we speak. You know, we have a picture. Put it up on your site. That was my Italian accent. It kind of went into Swedish there.
Sort of. We talked a little bit before about Bruce's updating his pug. He's got a pretty lengthy article, and he shows, I don't know what rim he's using. It might be large Marge maybe, but it's how he turns it tubeless, which involves taping in some foam and some ghetto inner tube. But he goes through it in pretty extensive detail. So.
Why don't you take your Klon's flannel plod? Yeah. So our friend Steve, he's figured out how to sell bikes cheaper in Canada.
Yeah, he has. Our buddy Steve over there at Borealis Bikes.
Smart guy. So all you Canadians can now have the luxury, beautiful, fabulous, super sexy carbon bike, dude, for less money and stuff.
Hey, I was waiting for Dustin to call in because he's going to be on the show here in a second.
And you hung up on him?
No, I gave him the wrong phone number.
So, hey, here's my idea. Remember, I had that old Turner XCE that can run really fat 26-inch tires?
Uh-huh.
I'm going 26 fat on that bike, I think.
But it'll fit in there on your Turner? Oh, yeah, sure it will.
On a 50-millimeter rim, maybe even those friggin' Rogueru tires. I could get something that big in there.
How about I give a shout at us calling Dustin?
All right.
Let's give that a try. Since we're outgoing call show today.
Yeah. Let's just call people. Let's get George W. Bush on the phone and get him up here to ride some beach with us. I just want to ride. A ride with Secret Service people that have Uzis.
Be Secret Service.
Excuse me. Is that an Uzi? Why, yes, it is.
Can we shoot some salmon? Remember that beach ride we went on when there was a salmon that was pacing us just a few feet off a shore? This is a true story, too. It sounds so weird. And we...
all threw rocks at the sim. We actually hit it.
Oh, no, I remember that. Yeah. Bye-bye.
So, you know.
Hey, we got a caller on the line finally somehow through the magic of giving him the right number.
In our special segment this evening,
welcome to the radio program.
Black Ribbon Test Pilot, Dustin Carlson, in this corner, in that corner. Gomez 100, Santana right, 11.
Sorry about that.
I'm over here typing furiously trying to get the right phone number.
Yeah.
Hear me.
With who knows this.
Well, right on. I'm glad we figured that out in internet real time.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, the magic of email and text and all kinds of stuff were going back and forth.
Right on. So, welcome to the show, Dustin. He's one of our newer Bike Black Ribbon test pilots.
Absolutely. We've barely rubbed the shine off of him. He's so new.
That's right. Yeah.
So, welcome to the show. Why don't we just get a little background on your experience riding? Tell our listener.
And
you know,
we should probably make an appointment to rub some more of that shine off of you. So we'll work on that.
I look forward to coming to the Midwest. I am your listener, so this is awkward. I don't know who's going to listen to it. I guess my parents will pick up two people there. I'll try to get my wife to listen. So we're growing. That's good. But I am in Utah. It's the desert out here, but we get snow, which makes me uniquely able to test all the different aspects of these fat bikes that you guys love so much. And I'm growing to love by the day. I live what you would call in a high desert. So we only get snow, you know, every two or three years. But this particular year, we got a lot, which forced me into the loving hands of fat bikes.
Yeah. And, so El Nino must be a good year for you.
It was a very good year. The lawn is very green right now, and I've got a brand new fat bike in my garage, so couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what we just sent you a framed Marquette. It's their new B+ bike. In fact, we haven't even actually seen it in the flesh yet.
I put up a picture that Dustin sent. It's carbon black.
Yeah. Well, I've seen pictures of it, but I just haven't thrown a leg over one
yet. It's got one of those rock shocks on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And a drop. Does it have a dropper post?
It does not, and you know it's got a lot of internal routing for lots of different stuff. Dropper post is not one of them. That was one thing I noticed right off the top. But in my initial kind of thoughts about it, was it's kind of an XC bike, you know, being a hardtail and pretty light and whatnot. But maybe that's why there's no dropper. But that was something I noticed.
How are you going to shred the gnar, dude, without a dropper?
I'm going to take my sweet time. All right.
Well,
you watch all the XC riders, and they straight leg it, right? With their 6-inch long stems on the front.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to learn how to do that, I guess. Or I might have to just get off with my little tool and drop it when I'm getting ready to shred the gnar, as you say.
Or you could just have slow, prudent shredding of the gnar. I think that maybe is a tattoo for my tramp stamp. That's what it should say. Slow and prudent shredding of the gnar and some sort of crest.
On a personal bike, I probably would prudently shred, but this is somebody else's bike. I'm going to ride the hell out of it.
Our advice is ride it like you stole it, but return it. When we ask. Please.
So good. Basic first impressions. We're going to have a little bit of a story next week all about that.
We're calling them previews now.
Previews.
This is on the plus bike side. So we could call them whatever we want.
Yeah.
We could call them rainbow unicorn viewing, gnome vision, whatever
we could
we want.
Yeah.
But probably preview is fine.
So cool. Well, that'll be coming sometime.
I'm sitting in front of my computer right now with my rainbow unicorn first impression. And, you know, I put it together, and honestly, my first impressions are, you know, it's a professionally packed bike. They sent it in a timely manner, you know, no dings or scratches. Went together fine. you know, no adjustments were needed with the rear derailleur or the shaw or the, you know, anything like that. So that, I was happily surprised at that, because I've received bikes before that, you know, nothing is right. You've got to spend the first 2 days, you know, tweaking it. But this one went right together and with absolutely no problem. So I'm happy there. I have spent a little bit of time on it so far, and the Reba is a nice shock. I've never actually been on one, but I'm pleasantly surprised with that.
Hmm. Nice. And you got the 120 version of it?
I believe it's 100 mil.
Okay.
So it's a little more cross-country east, but I've got the, I believe, the right PSI in there now, so I'm ready to really put it through its paces.
So those are also the you're the first person on those framed B plus tires, so that could be a little sidebar. By the way, here's these framed tires, which their house brand tires have been good.
Yeah.
So we'll be interested to hear about that. What kind of wheels are on that bike? Are they carbon wheels, or is it an aluminum wheel?
It's an aluminum wheel, and I'm drawing a blank right this second. Alaska, and that's their brand.
Yeah.
But one thing about it is they are truly wide. Now, I've seen a couple 650 Bs in shops, mm-hmm. and what was weird about them is that they have regular rims and then this huge tire. You know, so it's like a bubble coming out of that rim because the tire is so big, you know,
mm-hmm.
which always looks odd. Now, these are, in fact, very wide rims.
Cool, because I would think that 45 to 55 millimeters wide would be...
That's kind of the sweet spot, it seems like to me.
For 3-inch tires, 3.25-inch tires.
Yeah, we've got...
right, because, I mean, you want the patch to actually hit the ground, right? You know, instead of just rolling on kind of a balloon tire is what it would look like. But, I think they've done a good job with that.
Cool. Well, we'll look for the report down the road. What else you got?
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend there in Price, Utah? You got a square dance or a hoedown? Ready?
I'm actually working. I'm one of those sorry bastards with a day job, which isn't all bad though. It makes it so I can afford to buy a new bike all the time. So
testify, brother.
So what do you ride for personal rigs when you're not riding something somebody else gave you to check out?
Well, my newest, most beautiful bike is it's a Specialized Fat Boy, which has got me into touch with you guys. Mm-hmm. It's a fully rigid, so it's a very nice little bike. And I've been riding that almost exclusively lately, but I've got a full squish Nomad, a Santa Cruz Nomad that ride up in the mountains. So, but I've even got a road bike, and don't judge me, but I've got one of those too.
Hey,
everybody needs a road bike. Yeah. As long as you ride it on gravel. my road bike has 45 size tires on it, so it's kind of a fat road bike.
Are you just as likely to have your life threatened by someone in a pickup truck out there in Utah as it is here? Really, any car will kill you for any reason here in Wisconsin, because we have a lot of people from our friendly brothers and sisters from Illinois come up here and drive and try and kill us. And it's all very nice. It's all very polite.
Absolutely. Now, we're unique in that this is kind of, again, don't judge me, but I'm in a kind of a coal town.
Uh-huh.
There's lots of coal mines around us,
mm-hmm.
which means that all the long, climby type roads that you would find yourself on a road bike on are littered with, you know, double and triple trailer coal trucks, which makes it very interesting. You got to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, those things make a lot of wind when they blow by, too.
Absolutely.
All right. So did Halliburton and fracking and man camps and, man, it's like a wild west. Do you have a six shooter on right now?
Potwow.
Well, it's a five, but yeah,
same thing. Very nice. Five and a half, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, Dustin.
It's carbon fiber, you know. Got to save on the weight and stuff.
I think the titanium would make a fine, like, fine handgun. Make it nice and light.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Dustin, thanks for calling in. Appreciate having you on the show. I'm sure we'll have you talk again sometime.
Yeah, you
absolutely.
You're going to have to go on a search and destroy mission with David Glover and God knows what else. Here's the plan. Let's meet you, me, Troy Rarick, Glover. Let's go to Great Sand Dunes National Monument in Colorado. And let's hard boil some eggs and make some Easter eggs or something.
I agree. Old David, he's pretty busy. I try to meet up with him as much as possible down there in good old Moab. Because that's one nice thing about where I live, and you have talked about, you know, when we've talked over the phone. But, you know, I'm 5 minutes away from pine trees. I'm 20 minutes away from sand dunes. I'm an hour away from Moab and an hour and a half away from, you know, lift-assisted ski resorts. So I could do pretty much any kind of mountain.
You should move out there.
You could think of.
That sounds like a great
place.
Yeah,
what's the holdup?
I know. I looked at St. George a long time ago. My family actually founded Utah back in the olden days, so I have an affinity for the place since I've been out there. Yeah. Yeah, they kind of came across there on wagons and whatnot. And,
yeah. Fuck the Paiutes.
Yeah, no. That wasn't.
It was the Smiths.
Yeah, that wasn't Utah. They had some other name for it.
Yeah, it's funny. There's the Utes and the Paiutes. It's kind of like the Sneetches with stars on the ours, the Sneetches without stars on the ours. And then, yeah,
and then the Americans came.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do get out there pretty often. So I'm sure we'll run across you sometime. Probably this summer.
I had this sweet, tent that goes on my car now, so I can just go wherever and roam the nation. Plus, I'm on a mission.
Yeah,
Ty Webb, I'm gunning for you.
Cool.
If you're as good as you say you are, you have to play Dr. Beaver and I. No. So anyway.
Hey, you know what? Let's come out here and let's see what you've got, and we'll make a little video for you guys. You know, super slow mo and all kinds of stuff.
Well, it's gonna have to be slow mo if I'm riding.
Geriatric shredding the gnar.
Right.
Chalk, 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 chalk.
Everything looks good in slow-mo, though. And even if it's built in slow-mo, if you're going slow, but everything looks better in slow-mo, I think.
That's killer.
Cool. All right. Thanks again, Dustin. We'll catch up with you down the trail.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
See you, dude. Our show this evening has been brought to you by the bikes, parts, and chaos of Surly Bikes. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
You can call us at 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message.
Hey, Gomez reminded me to tell y'all that we have t-shirts and hats and stuff available in our online store now. We got quite a few up there now, but there's more to come. And the cool thing is these are on demand, so people can order them and they'll actually get them. They don't have to rely on me to ship them out.
There you go. So, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And we just saw the samples of the hats. Well, I just saw them. You saw them before. Yeah. And I'm wearing one on my junk right now.
Yeah, they're embroidered. They're nice. You can check that out at shop.fatbike.com. There's a link on the site. There'll be a link in the show notes. We're going to have links all over the place because this is what helps keep the website actually moving along in a forward direction.
Indeed. So, join us next time for more hijinks and hyperbole from the seedy underbelly of what we like to refer to as
the occasional dose of fat.
Till then,
you've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.